This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. A two-vehicle crash was reported Tuesday afternoon in Hume Township following a collision in a construction zone on Port Austin Road. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 2:27 p.m. on May 28th, about 1,320 feet north of Port Crescent Road. Authorities say a southbound 2022 flatbed tow truck operated by a vehicle transport company was backing up within a lane closure when it struck the side of a southbound 2025 Chevy Trax that was stopped on the roadway. Investigators reported there were no workers present at the construction site at the time of the crash, and no signs, cones, or markers were directing traffic through the work area. The roadway was dry, the weather conditions were clear, and daylight conditions existed at the time of the incident. The driver of the tow truck was cited for improper backing, and both drivers were wearing seat belts, and no injuries were reported. Airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The tow truck sustained minor damage, while the Chevy SUV suffered functional damage, and no hazardous materials were involved, and neither vehicle required emergency medical response. In a Huron County Circuit Court hearing, Judge Prill addressed several motions in the case of the state of the people of the state of Michigan versus Mark Wesley Roth, involving three separate case files, 26-7400-FC, and 26-7448 and 49-FH. The court granted a motion to consolidate all three cases for a single trial, a request that which the defense had no objection. Regarding file 49-FH, the prosecution sought to add three counts of CSC fourth degree. The district court had previously bound over on only two counts without providing an explanation for its decision. Judge Prill remanded this back to district court, requiring an explanation for the original ruling to ensure a clear record. For file 400-FC, the prosecution's motion to add 12 counts of CSC first degree was granted. The court cited MCR 6.112H in relevant case law, determining that the amendment would not unfairly surprise or prejudice the defendant, particularly as a pretrial summary form had indicated the possibility of further charges. A motion concerning similar acts was postponed, with the court deciding to wait until the remanded 49-FH file returns from district court. Michigan residents visiting Secretary of State branch offices will now receive a mail notice if they're automatically registered to vote. The Michigan Department of State began the new notification procedure June 1st, sending newly registered voters a confirmation letter, a pre-addressed opt-out form, and a prepaid return envelope. The change brings state operations in line with legislation signed by Governor Whitmer in 2023. Automatic voter registration itself has been in place since 2019, following a constitutional amendment that Michigan voters approved the year before. U.S. citizens applying for or renewing driver's license or state ID are enrolled automatically. Residents between 16 and 17 and a half years old are pre-registered ahead of voting age. Anyone who returns the opt-out form will have their information removed from the state's qualified voter file, with their local clerk notified of the change. Residents can also add a registration at any time by submitting a written request directly to that city or township clerk. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Gas savers are at Al Hanson Motors. Just because gas prices are high right now doesn't mean you can't save at the pump in an affordable premium used vehicle from Al Hanson Motors. Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year. Just $78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hanson, and I guarantee it.
And we're back with more news. Secretary of State Marco Rubio faced intense questioning on Capitol Hill during a House Appropriations Committee hearing. Rubio defended the administration's ongoing diplomatic discussions to resettle foreign nationals while simultaneously addressing lawmakers' questions regarding specific expedited entry pathways. The hearing highlighted growing partisan divisions over the criteria used for humanitarian entry and refugee status. Opponents in Congress questioned whether the administration's localized focus aligns with broader national security priorities, while supporters argued the move fulfills crucial geopolitical commitments. In northern Laos, torrential monsoon rains have severely complicated a high-stakes rescue operation inside a flooded cave complex in Sansambun province. Rescue teams are working around the clock with heavy-duty industrial pumps to lower water levels and reach two miners who've been trapped underground for over 10 days. Rising mud and zero visibility conditions within the subterranean chambers have repeatedly forced dive teams to suspend their operations. Emergency medical crews remain stationed at the cave entrance, holding out hope as survival time frames grow dangerously narrow. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Al Hanson Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
We all know that getting a good night's rest is important, but sometimes that is easier said than done. Your mattress may be the problem. If you're waking up tired and with aches and pains, or if your mattress has started squeaking or sagging, it may be time to upgrade. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe and shop the Sleep Gallery today. They have mattresses in stock spanning from Twin to California King. Shop all levels of support and firmness. Mattresses by Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. All in stock now. Shop the Sleep Gallery at Ashley and Bad Axe and get the good night's sleep you want and deserve. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Maddox is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you a great Wednesday.